Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorwood here as always. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well wherever you're listening on this great big planet. The Australian summer is drawing to a close. I know my American listeners have probably coming out of a long winter. You're looking forward to spring. We've had, as you know, crazy fires, hailstorms, lightning strikes, torrential rain. As I look out through the studio windows here today, it's looking pretty grey. So we're clinging to the last few minutes of summer. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, and people ask how I do that. Well, I've always done that, and I just love the early morning starts. I think Thomas Jefferson famously said that he said, "In more than 50 years, the sun has never risen and found me sleeping." I'm not saying everybody should do this, but I've always just loved that time of the day, and I love praying. The divine office. It's just something that's given me a lot of, I guess, stability and predictability in my life of prayer over many years. And today is Ash Wednesday. It'll be different for different listeners wherever you're hearing this, but first day of Lent, and just looking forward to really pressing into this season. And good to begin it with prayer, and that's what I want to talk to you about very briefly today. I've got a beautiful quote for you that's the bit before this quote is quite confronting, but I think what it's actually saying to us is very powerful. It comes from one of my, I guess, favorite commentators, communicators, leaders in the church, in the world at the moment, Cardinal Robert Sarah from the African nation of Guinea. A really man focused on prayer. His recent book was all about silence and the beauty of silence, a very profound book. But his latest book, which I really recommend to you, is called The Day Is Now Far Spent. And in the introduction, he says, he goes, look, it's, yeah, my last book was about silence, he said, but I can no longer keep silent. He sort of senses that there's a lot of challenges in the world that need us to be speaking. But before we speak, and this is what today's message is about, he's going to draw our attention deeply to prayer. Now, listen to the first part of what he says. It's quite confronting. He's talking about Judas and the betrayal of Jesus, and he's suggesting that in the church, even through the abuse scandals and all sorts of things, people have betrayed the church. They've betrayed their faith. He says this, "Judas is for all eternity the traitor's name, and his shadow hangs over us today. Yes, like him, we have betrayed. We have abandoned prayer. The evil of efficient activism has infiltrated everywhere. We seek to imitate the organization of big businesses." Now, here's the line I want you to hear. He says, "We forget that prayer alone is the blood that can course through the heart of the church." One more time. "We forget that prayer alone is the blood that can course through the heart of the church." So, you know, if you've ever heard me speak on stage, I always finish with a set of practical steps. I'm very big on trying to inspire and encourage people, but I never like to walk off a stage without having provided practical examples of what we can do. And I'm always talking about prayer. The longer I live, the longer I try and walk the spiritual journey, the more convinced I am of the incredible importance and power of prayer as a daily discipline. Now, of course, everyone says, well, you know, Jonathan, that's a lovely idea for you. I'm sure you get to just sit around and do it. Friends, I've got three kids. I've got, you know, a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old at three different schools. All the work and the travel that I do, marriage, friendships, you know, all the physical training that I'm doing. So, yeah, like you, my life is not a case of waking up each day, sitting around wondering what I'm going to do. So, but I think for a long time, I've really understood that prayer is the bedrock of my vocation. Prayer and Eucharist, I think, but just making sure that not a day begins without me bringing myself into relationship with Jesus through prayer and just praying for people and circumstances. So hear this quote one more time. "We forget that prayer alone is the blood that can course through the heart of the church." So the real lifeblood of the church, he's saying here, is prayer. All of us lifting up our voices, pressing in, you know, asking God to carry us, to direct us, to heal our nations, to heal the division and the conflict that exists in so many places, even in our classrooms. You know, bullying and kids that are suffering and sad and hurt. We got to press into those spaces with prayer. So that's it for me today, friends. I just want to encourage you, like, make prayer part of your bedrock. You know, you can't do this vocation without pressing daily into prayer. Okay, that's it from me. please come and say hi. You'll find me on Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. If you're not on the Facebook group, please do a quick search on Facebook at some point today for Passionate Catholic Teachers. And feel free to start posting in there too. It's a great group from around the world. What else? If you're not using the Going Deeper program, please go to beingcatholic.com.au and you'll see a link there for Going Deeper. And also for my staff seminar. So if you're interested in getting me in to speak and encourage all your staff, then you can find my staff speaking page there. Last thing, as always, please make sure you've subscribed. Wherever you're hearing this podcast, please hit the subscribe button and maybe share this with a few other teachers. That would be wonderful. All right, friends, I'm going to pray for you as always. Jesus, I bring you every single teacher listening right now. I bring you their burdens and I bring you their families and their kids and their health and their friendships and all the different things that can weigh on their minds. I ask you to carry them, Jesus, today. I ask you to bless them. Give them some visible signs of your love for them, your presence with them, and just help them to carry out this amazing vocation. Salamis Casey, pray for us. Maximian Colby, pray for us. God bless you, friends. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.